Seal Test presents Seal Test Variety Theater. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour, Eddie Bracken, and our guest star, back for a return engagement, Charles Laughton, with Henry Russell and the orchestra and the crew chief's quartet. And right now, here's our gal Thursday, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour.
Thanks, John. Hi, everybody, and a special hello to you, Eddie Bracken.
Hello, Dottie.
Say, that's quite a sunburn you got yourself, Eddie. Been to the beach?
The beach? That reminds me. I just finished a picture called A Girl from Jones Beach. I want a picture, you know. Virginia
Eddie,
Mayo's in it.
Eddie, I mean the real beach.
Oh, the one that's in the script.
Yeah.
Oh, what a mob down there at that beach. Believe me, people plunging into the pool, people plunging into the ocean, and you should have seen the girls' bathing suits. I'm telling you, everything was plunging.
I love the beach. I find it very relaxing.
Yeah, me too. I lie there in the warm sun and I forget everything. Then a beautiful girl walks by.
Yes.
And I remember everything. Say, Dottie, did you get one of those new handkerchief bathing suits the girls are wearing?
No, I don't like them. As a matter of fact, I don't understand what women see in them.
Well, I don't either, but I can tell you about the men. but that beach is great. My girl and I swam, and then we had dinner, and then I drove her home in the dock, and then we parked in front of her house.
Eddie?
And then I just worked myself up to a kiss or two, and some guy stuck his head in the window of the car.
A stranger?
I said to him, hey, bud, what's the idea of sticking your head in here? And he says, well, I hope you'll excuse me, mister, but my television set is broken. I just had to see someone wrestling. So he and I wrestled.
Eddie.
Yes, Dottie?
Next time you go to the beach, will you take me?
Why, sure, Dottie. Is there something special you'd like to do?
Mm-hmm. Bury you in the sand along with your jokes.
I don't know. They're better than the ones that are in here.
Hold on. Dottie.
Yes, John.
There is a lady outside. Says she wants to see you.
Have you any idea what she wants to see me about?
Well, she wouldn't say, but she looks pretty important.
Okay, send her in.
All right, Dottie. Right this way, madam.
Thank you, you dear boy, you. Oh, Miss L'Amour. Why, you look even more beautiful in person than you do on the screen. Yes, you do.
Why, thank you.
And Eddie Bracken, you adorable, cute Eddie Bracken. You are cute, you know you are. But permit me to introduce myself. My name is Mrs. Parkhurst Chisholm, Northfleet Oglethorpe.
Glad to know you.
Just a moment. Van Cortlandt, Heppelthwaite, Madison, Rensselaer, Northfleet, Parkington.
Glad to know you.
Just a moment. Delhaven, Marlborough, Vandermeer, Jr.
Finished?
The third.
There, that's my entire name.
Sounds more like you were taking the census. But what did you want to see me about?
Well, I am a patron of the arts, and I was thinking of putting a few dollars into a summer theater. Say, 2 or 3 million.
Whoops. $2 or $3 million?
Yes, I believe in starting on a small scale.
But $2 or $3 million is an awful lot of money.
Whoops.
Tish tush, my girl. Have you ever heard of Fort Knox?
Yes.
My piggy bank.
Well, exactly where do we fit into this piggy bank?
Well, you and Miss L'Amour could help me get the project started as well as act in the plays. And now I would like to find a good actor.
Did you have anyone in particular in mind?
Well, my favorite actor is Charles Laughton.
Oh, I know Charles quite well. I could phone him and see whether he'd be interested.
Oh, would you?
Certainly, I'll be right back.
Oh, the theater. I just love the theater. It's so romantic. And do you know something, Mr. Bracken? If I were just a little younger, I could go for you.
Younger? Why, my dear girl, you seem very young to me.
I do? Oh, are you darling boy. How old do you think I am? Go ahead, guess.
22?
A little more than that.
25?
A bit more than that.
27?
A wee bit more than that.
62.
Why, I've never been so...
Mrs. Vandermeer, please, I only said that to get you excited. You look so lovely when you're excited.
I do?
Indeed you do. Why, you have so much color in your cheeks, so much fire in your eyes, and so much money in the bank. You sure are lovely. Where did you get it all?
My beauty?
No, your money.
Well, you see, my last husband was enormously wealthy. Shipbuilding, oil, mining. Oh, yes, he had his finger in every pie in town.
Must have been awfully messy shaking hands with the old boy. Tell me, Miss Vandermeer, have you ever thought of taking on a new husband?
Oh, you're really too young for me.
Have you ever thought of adopting a son?
Procedure.
Well, have you ever thought of just giving a young fella $1 million?
Why, no.
Well, think of it, woman. Think of it. Ah, Mrs. Vandermeer, if you back a summer theater for us, you won't be sorry. With Dottie doing some of the singing and me telling all the jokes...
Singing? Jokes? Oh, but you don't understand. I'm interested in the drama.
The drama? Well, I can dram with the best of the man.
Perhaps, but I refuse to back the venture unless we can get a dramatic actor of established reputation. What we need is a big name.
Well, when I do drama, I've been called some of the biggest names you've ever heard.
Well, the whole thing depends on whether or not Miss L'Amour can get Mr. Lawton. He's the type of actor we need.
Well, don't you worry. We'll get him, believe me. We'll get him,
oh,
honestly.
Oh, Mrs. Vandermeer, I just spoke to Mr. Lawton. Oh, yes, and what did the dear man say?
He seemed quite interested, and he wants to discuss it with Eddie and me tonight.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll keep my fingers crossed. You'll call me, won't you?
I'll let you know the first thing in the morning.
Goodbye, Miss L'Amour.
Goodbye, Mrs. Vandermeer.
Goodbye, Mr. Bracken. I still think you're cute.
Well, what do you think of that?
Wonderful. The dame is loaded, she's single, and she thinks I'm cute.
Oh, Eddie, surely you can't be serious.
Well, I could do worse after all.
Eddie, money isn't everything. Remember, $1 million couldn't buy you one real friend.
Maybe not, but I bet I could get a couple of mighty nice, interesting acquaintances.
About 5 years ago, I was the lucky girl who played opposite Fred McMurray in a picture called And the Angels Sing. Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen wrote a romantic ballad for the picture and named it It Could Happen to You. Remember?
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen. Don't count stars, or you might stumble. Someone drops a stone, and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring run when church bells ring. Oh,
Test. Get Seal Test.
Chalk up another winner for Seal Test. It's old-fashioned coconut ice cream, the flavor of the month for June. Wonderful Seal Test ice cream, velvet smooth and creamy rich, jam-packed with crunchy bits of fresh, nut-sweet coconut. Sound good? It's too good to miss. And every lip-smacking bite is famous Seal Test quality. Quality that has made Seal Test the nation's number one ice cream. For an old-fashioned treat that's a sure-fire winner, ask for old-fashioned coconut ice cream at your Seal Test soda fountain. And whenever it's ice cream you crave,
get the best, get Seal Test.
Come on, Eddie. Charles Lawton is expecting us over by 8 o'clock.
Okay, I sure hope we get him to come on the summer theater deal. It's a cinch that Mrs. Vandermeer will put up the dough then, you see.
Oh, after all, where could she get a better actor than Charles Lawton?
Nelson. Oh, Nelson.
What can I do for you?
Nelson, you've been my private secretary for many years. I want to share the good news with you.
Good news, sir?
Yes, I feel that I'm about to embark on a career as a comedian.
A comedian?
Yes, you see, I've been invited to join a summer theater, and I'll only do so if I'm permitted to do comedy. I'm tired of having people think of me as a heavy dramatic actor. I want to sing, dance, and tell funny jokes.
How depressing.
I beg your pardon? Now, before Mr. Lamour and Mr. Bracken arrive, I'd like to try out one of my amusing quips. I bought it from a writer for $5. I think it's very amusing. I want you to help me with it, Nelson.
Very well.
Now, I say to you, Nelson, what is it that has eight wheels and flies? Then you say to me, I give up, what is it that has eight wheels and flies? And I say, two garbage trucks.
Begging your pardon, sir, that's incorrect.
Incorrect.
Yes, the garbage trucks in this district are completely covered at all times, thus eliminating any possibility of the tiny winged insects alighting upon the vehicle.
But this is a joke.
A joke? Flies are no joke, sir. If they were, why would the Department of Sanitation go to the trouble of completely covering the truck so as to eliminate the possibility of the flies alighting upon the vehicles?
Answer me, Nelson. Are you or are you not going to give me the straight line?
All right, sir, I will.
Very well, we'll start again. Nelson, what is it that has eight wheels and flies?
Two garbage trucks.
No. You don't know it's two garbage trucks.
But I distinctly remember you telling me.
Nelson, I'm a patient man, but if you don't get it right this time, I shall have to give you your notice.
Sir, I've been with you for 20 years, have I not?
You have.
Then you mean that after 20 years of faithful service, you'll allow two garbage trucks to come between us?
Well, perhaps I did lose my temper, but you must understand that I'm so intent upon becoming a comedian, I must be firm. Now, come on, let's try again. Now, I say...
Shall I answer the door?
Yes, must be them. You let them in, I'll try my joke on them.
Very good, sir. Mr. LeBeau, Mr. Bracken, this way, please.
Dorothy, darling, hello. How are you, Mr. Bracken?
Hello, Charles.
Miss Lawton, how are you?
Charles, we want to see you about is having you...
Just a minute, Dorothy. I want to ask you something.
Yes?
Tell me, what is it that has eight wheels and flies?
Two garbage trucks. Now, what we wanted to talk to you about is...
just a minute, Dorothy. You know the answer to the joke. You must have bought it, too. How much you pay for it?
Pay for it? I didn't pay anything for it.
Well, that's a very old joke. Everybody knows it. I heard it when I was in grammar school.
You mean to tell me that that joke is known to the general public?
Certainly, Charles.
Heavens, I've been built.
Say, Mr. Lawton, I always think of you as a dramatic actor. Why is this sudden interest you have in jokes?
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about. I am most interested in joining your summer theater venture.
Oh, great. You hear that, Dottie? Mr. Lawton is going to join up with us. Boy, we're all set.
Wonderful. I must tell Mrs. Vandermeer the good news. She'll put the money up immediately.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it as an adventure. A whole season on the stage doing the things I want to do. A little singing, some dancing, pies in the face, funny jokes as well.
But, Charles, Mrs. Vandermeer wants you to lend prestige to our theater. She was so intent upon getting you because of your reputation as a character actor.
Sure, we expect great things from you, like... To be or not to be? That is the question.
A pooey on that. What is it that has eight wheels and flies? That is the question.
But, Charles, I'm afraid Mrs. Vandermeer will withdraw her support if you insist upon doing comedy.
I'm sorry, dear, but I've made up my mind. I have an irrepressible urge to do comedy, so it's going to be comedy or nothing.
But you've been so successful at the drama. Why this sudden urge?
Eddie, because the world needs laughter. I'd rather make one person laugh than make 1,000 people cry. Now, you're a comedian. You should understand that feeling.
Yeah. Just recently, I played a theater in Cincinnati.
Wasn't that a gratifying experience?
Well, I didn't make 1,000 people laugh, but I did make one person cry. The manager of the theater.
Look, Charles, I'm sure there must be some way we can compromise.
You mean that I can do drama and comedy at the same time, but there's no such play?
Well, if there isn't any, I'll write it.
You?
Why, yes. I'll write the play, or my name isn't Eddie Bracken.
Come on, Sam, it's time to go. Henry Russell and the crew chiefs take the spotlight on Seal Test Variety Theater to join me in a cynical serenade hit called How It Lies, How It Lies, How It Lies. Here it is.
If you think candy's sweet, there's a guy you ought to meet. Sugar drips from his lips when he sighs. But the love life that lies within my baby's eyes, how it lies, how it lies, how it lies. He has style, he has charm, and a pair of loving arms that I'm dying to try on the side. But the love life that lies within my baby's eyes, how it lies, how it lies, how it lies. His name tops the list of every florist. His girls are standing 10 deep in line, with all of the trees in the forest.
Trees in the forest.
Why should I be the only clinging vine? Oh, there's heartbreak in store when the one that you adore is a devil in angel's disguise. For the love life that lies is the love life that dies.
When it lies,
when it lies, when it lies, how it lies.
All that love life in your lies, how it lies.
A wise old owl.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Now, you keep your eyes open, so tell me, how do folks like old-fashioned coconut ice cream, the Seal Test flavor of the month? What are they saying?
Hooray!
Well, it's something to cheer about, all right. Extra smooth and creamy rich. And talk about that real old-fashioned flavor. This is it. Every luscious bite is packed with the flavor of fresh, nut-sweet coconut. Better get some tonight. Old-fashioned coconut ice cream.
Who's got it?
Why, your Seal Test dealer has it. So keep your eyes open for the red and white Seal Test symbol. And
get the best, get Seal Test.
And passionately uttering the words, I love you, Lady Dorothy fell into the sinewy arms of Lord Oswald. The end. Dottie? Hey, Dottie! The play is done! I finished the play!
Great. I'll get in touch with Mrs. Vandermeer at once. You call Charles Morton and...
Imagine me, the sole backer of a theater. Oh, what talent, L'Amour, Bracken, and Lawton. The drama.
Ah, the opportunity I've been waiting for at last, the chance to do comedy.
Good evening,
ladies and gentlemen, the Vandermeer Summer Theatre is proud to present the premiere performance of an original dramatic play entitled... His Lordship Hasn't Heard a Thing, or Who Shoved a Crumpet into Lord Benson's Ear Trumpet? The part of Lady Dorothy is played by Dottie Lamour. Her husband Oswald is played by Charles Lawton, and Edward is played by Edward Bracken. As the curtain rises, Lady Dorothy is pacing up and down her drawing room, awaiting the arrival of her lover, Edward. Edward enters.
Darling!
My sweet.
Love you.
Ditto.
Mad for you.
Ditto.
Insane about you.
Ditto.
Kiss me.
Double ditto.
Wherever did you learn to kiss like that?
The time I got my lip caught in the wrong end of a vacuum cleaner.
Darling, I've been desolate without you. Why are you so late?
Beastly out, my dear. The fog is so thick you can cut it with a knife.
What took you so long?
Had a very dull knife. I think I should like a little champagne.
What kind would you like?
What kind do you have?
Mum's 28.
I don't care how old your mother is, I want champagne.
I think it would be better if you drank something warm.
Righto.
Your cup.
Thank you.
Lemon?
A little.
Sugar?
A spot.
Cream?
A dash.
Tea?
No, thank you. Never touch the stuff.
Darling, let's stop pretending. Kiss me.
Righto. Who can that be?
My husband.
Oh.
Come in. Kiss me again.
Right here.
Good evening, darling. Who's the man you're kissing? Anybody I know?
No. No, dear, you've never met him.
I thought he looked unfamiliar.
But you come in and I'm kissing a strange man. Aren't you going to ask any questions?
Yes, I am, and I want an answer, too.
Well?
What is it that has 8 wheels and flies?
2 garbage trucks. Now, where were we, dear?
You were kissing me.
Oh. Where'd we leave off?
Let me see. I had my arm around your neck.
Yes.
There.
And I had my arms around your waist. There.
As I recall it, your arm was a little tighter.
Thank you. I'm quite ready now, my dear.
Are you finished? Oswald. Oswald. I don't understand you. Aren't you going to do something to this man?
Do something to him?
Yes. After all, he was kissing me.
But, darling, he seems like a rather clean-cut young chap.
Well, I should think you would want revenge.
Revenge? Why should I?
For heaven's sakes, Ozzy. You are my husband.
Quite right, so I am. What do you suggest I do?
Well, the least you could do is shoot him.
She is quite right, you know.
If you say so. By the way, do you happen to have a revolver on you?
Perhaps.
Would you check, Omar?
Yes, I'll browse through my pockets. Oh, yes, I just happen to have one. You are?
Thank you so much. Nasty little gadget, isn't it? How does one operate this thing?
Edward, show Oswald how it works.
Gladly.
Oh, here you are.
Now I grasp it here. I aim it, and I pull the trigger.
I do believe I'm shot.
My error. He seems rather dead.
Perhaps.
Mistakes will happen, but now we have each other. Kiss me.
Just a moment. The place looks rather messy with Lord Oswald lying there.
Yes, it does look rather sloppy. What do you suggest we do?
Let's slip a doily under him.
Good idea.
Oh!
Heavens to Betsy, he's still alive. He's still alive.
Something he must have hidden. Now, it seems that he wants to say something.
I'm going fast.
Speak to me.
Oh, before I go, there's just one question I want to ask.
Now, don't tell me you want to know what has 8 wheels and flies.
No, this is a far more important question.
What is it, dear?
Why does a fireman wear red suspenders?
Well, Mrs. Vandermeer, how did you like it, huh? How was the play?
How was my comedy?
Was I all right?
Mr. Lawton, your comedy is sensational, simply sensational. And Miss L'Amour, you were magnificent. You were, my dear.
Well, how about me?
I've never seen acting with so much drive.
Oh, you really think I have drive?
You certainly have. And what you should drive is a garbage truck with 8 wheels and flies.
So much for the drama. Next week, we'll take another dip into the classic literature of the theater, and in just a minute, we're going to tell you who our romantic leading man is going to be. Right now, our spotlight is focused on a gentleman who is a leading man in his own right, our announcer.
The month of June is Dairy Month, and we'd like to start off with a salute to America's dairy farmers who produce so much of the health-giving food that we need. About 1 out of every 10 farmers in the country is a dairy specialist. These thousands of farmers work day and night, Sundays and holidays, to make sure we all have a dependable supply of milk, nature's most nearly perfect food. They've done an outstanding job, too, of stepping up production efficiency to meet the growing demand for milk and milk products. For our part, we at National Dairy are trying always to find better and more economical ways to process and deliver milk and milk products. Day in and day out, we are searching for new ways to improve our service to the public to keep the prices you pay just as low as possible. We want to serve as many people as we can with National Dairy products that are high in quality. The best. Now, here once again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
I know you're going to be thrilled when you hear who our guest star for next Thursday is going to be. And he's just the guy who can give Eddie Bracken a little trouble, too. The star of the two-fisted motion picture setup, Robert Ryan. To our guest star tonight, Charles Lawton, our sincere thanks. Charles, your appearance contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. And now, folks, for Eddie Bracken, Frank Nelson, B. Benaderet, Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and all of us, this is Dorothy L'Amour inviting you to be with us next Thursday at the same hour. In the meantime, we'll be thinking of you.
Tonight's Seal Test Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris and Sidney Zelenka. Direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Charles Lawton will soon be seen in the A&T production, The Man on the Eiffel Tower. Tune in again next Thursday evening when Seal Test again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour and Eddie Bracken, and as our guest, Robert Ryan. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is John Lang speaking.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.